It's time for the truth. Will you join me in the study of the precious Word of God that we may come to know and come to grow in the Lord Jesus? Book of Genesis, Genesis chapter 27, and we're going to read the chapter. It's going to be a lot of reading today, but we need to read the chapter and enjoy it. So, Genesis chapter 27, as you're looking that up, I'd like to share with you that this program is brought to you by the folks at Parkview Bible Church. We're located over in Hamilton, Illinois, at 18th and Church Street. We're just one block north of the Dairy Queen, and I'm the pastor, Larry Mulch. If you would like to write to us, our mailing address is Post Office Box 43, again, Hamilton, Illinois, 62341. If you'd like to visit our website, you'll find us at www.parkviewbiblechurch.org. Hope that was enough time now for you to open your Bibles. We don't spend a lot of time other than just studying the precious Word, so please, if that was enough time, and I hope it was, and I hope that you're able to read and follow along today, let's go. Genesis chapter 27, we're going to begin reading with verse 1. And it came to pass that when Isaac was old and his eyes were dim, so that he could not see, he called Esau his eldest son and said unto him, My son? And he said unto him, Behold, here am I. And he said, Behold, now I am old. I know not the day of my death. Now therefore take, I pray thee, thy weapons, thy quiver and thy bow, and go out to the field, and take me some venison, and make me savory meat, such as I love, and bring it to me, that I may eat, and that my soul may bless thee before I die. And Rebekah had heard when Isaac spake unto Esau his son. And Esau went to the field to hunt for venison, and to bring it. Rebekah spake unto Jacob her son, saying, Behold, I heard thy father speak unto Esau thy brother, saying, Bring me venison, and make me savory meat, that I may eat and bless thee before the Lord before my death. Now therefore, my son, obey my voice according to that which I command thee. Go now to the flock, and fetch me from thence 2 good kids of goats, and I will make them savory meat for thy father, such as he loveth. And thou shalt bring it to thy father, and he may eat, and that he may bless thee before his death. Jacob said unto Rebekah his mother, Behold, Esau my brother is a hairy man, and I am a smooth man. My father peradventure will feel me, and I shall seem to him as a deceiver, and shall bring a curse upon me, and not a blessing. His mother said unto him, Unto me be thy curse, my son, only obey my voice, and go fetch me them. And he went and fetched and brought them to his mother, and his mother made savory meat, such as his father loved. And Rebekah took a goodly raiment for her eldest raiment of her eldest son Esau, which were with her in the house, and put them upon Isaac her younger son. And she put the skins of the kids of the goats upon his hands, and upon the smooth of his neck, and she gave the savory meat and the bread which she had prepared unto the hand of her son Jacob. And he came unto his father and said, My father, and he says, Here am I. Who art thou, my son? And Jacob said unto his father, I am Esau, thy firstborn. I have done according to thou badest me. Arise, I pray thee, sit and eat of my venison, that thy soul may bless me. And Isaac said unto his son, How is it that thou hast found it so quickly, my son? And he said, Because the Lord thy God brought it to me. And Isaac said unto Jacob, Come near, I pray thee, that I may feel thee, my son, whether thou be my very son Esau or not. And Jacob went near unto Isaac his father, and he felt him, and said, The voice is Jacob's voice, but the hands are the hands of Esau. And he discerned him not, because his hands were hairy as his brother Esau's hands. So he blessed him, and he said, Art thou my very son Esau? And he said, I am. And he said, Bring it near to me, and I will eat of my son's venison. that my soul may bless thee. And he brought it near to him, and he did eat, and he brought him wine, and he drank. And his father Isaac said unto him, Come near now, and kiss me, my son. And he came near and kissed him, and he smelled the smell of his raiment, and blessed him, and said, See, the smell of my son is as the smell of a field which the Lord hath blessed. Therefore God gave him of the dew of heaven, of the fatness of the earth, and plenty of corn and wine. Let people serve thee, and nations bow down to thee. Be Lord over thy brethren, and let thy mother's sons bow down unto thee. Cursed be every one that curseth thee, and blessed be he that blesseth thee. And it came to pass, as soon as Isaac had made an end of blessing Jacob, Jacob was scarce gone out of the presence of Isaac his father, that Esau his brother came in from his hunting. And he said, and he also had made a savory meat, and brought it unto his father, and said unto his father, Let my father arise and eat of his venisons, of his son's venison, that thy soul may bless me. And Isaac his father said unto him, Who art thou? And he said, I am thy son, thy firstborn Esau. And Isaac trembled very exceedingly, and said, Who? Where is he that hath taken venison and brought it me? And I have eaten of all before thou camest, and have blessed him. Yea, and he shall be blessed. When Esau heard the words of his father, he cried with a great and exceeding bitter cry, and said unto his father, Bless me, even me also, O my father. And he said, Thy brother came with subtlety, and hath taken away thy blessing. And he said, Is not he rightly named Jacob? For he hath supplanted me these two times, taken away my birthright, and behold, now he hath taken away my blessing. He said, Hast thou not reserved a blessing for me? And Isaac answered and said unto Esau, Behold, I have made him thy lord, and all his brethren have I given unto him for servants, and with corn and wine have I sustained him. And what shall I now do unto thee, my son? Esau said unto his father, Hast thou but one blessing, my father? Bless me, even me also, O my father. And Esau lifted up his voice and wept. And Isaac his father answered and said unto him, Behold, thy dwelling shall be the fatness of the earth, and of the dew of the heaven from above. By thy sword shalt thou live, and shalt serve thy brother. And it shall come to pass, when thou shalt have the dominion, that thou shalt break his yoke from off thy neck. And Esau hated Jacob because of the blessing wherewith his father blessed him. And Esau said in his heart, The days of mourning for my father are at hand. Then will I slay my brother Jacob. And these words of Esau, her elder son, were told to Rebekah. And she sent and called Jacob, her younger son, and said unto him, Behold, my brother, thy brother Esau, as touching thee, doth comfort himself, proposing to kill thee. Now therefore, my son, obey my voice, and arise. Flee thou to Laban my brother in Haran, and tarry with him a few days, until thy brother's fury turn away, until thy brother's anger turn away from thee, and he forget that which thou hast done to him. Then I will send and fetch thee from thence. Why should I be deprived also of you both in one day? And Rebekah said unto Isaac, I am weary of my life because of the daughters of Heth. If Jacob take a wife of the daughters of Heth, such as these which are the daughters of the land, what good shall my life do me? And Isaac called Jacob, and blessed him, and charged him and said unto him, Thou shalt not take a wife of the daughters of Canaan. Now we're going to end with the end of the first verse there of the 28th chapter. And let's begin with prayer. Father, we thank you today that we enjoy the reading of your word. And as we look at this 27th chapter today, I just praise and thank you for the opportunity. I ask that you will show us your way and will. I ask you that through this that you will touch, you take your word and you touch our lives and you touch our hearts. And I ask that you do that today. And those that do not know you as their Savior, that they'll recognize that they're lost and need a Savior, and you are the only Savior. And Father, that they will come to you and call upon you and trust you, that their sins will be forgiven and they'll be given life. Please, Lord, that that happen today. And also, Father, that each one of us draw closer and walk closer to you today. We thank you again for this study, this time, and now bless it and use it. And I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. You know, as we enjoy the study of this, this is kind of a sad chapter. We watched the birthright as Jacob snatched that away from Esau. It was very important to him, but you never have to do something deceitfully. And we find that that's what Jacob, that's what he did to Esau to acquire his birthright. We know that Esau really didn't care about his birthright, but Jacob did not need to be such a deceiver to acquire it, to accomplish it. And now we have that same kind of thought and lifestyle and thinking going on once again. And as we look at the beginning of this 27th chapter, first of all, why we have at the very end, we have the marriage of Esau with these two Hittite women. And so that really grieved Isaac and Rebekah both. And so we seem that maybe they didn't raise Esau the way they should have. Esau seems to really love to hunt and loves all the things of the world and has very little care or things of God. Now that's, sad to say, a very common way and lifestyle today. Very sad, the way that people would rather go hunting than see that their family was in the house of God. There's always other things that need to be taken care of instead of taking care of spiritual things. And spiritual things are the important things, seeking and looking after the will and the way of God. Well, right here we have Isaac getting old. Isaac was to the place that he was blind. And we're told that there in the first verse, his eyes were dim, so that he could not see. And he called in Esau. Now, we have seen this with Abraham before. And when God calls him and he says, Here am I. And we watched all through the offering of the sacrifice of Isaac. And Abraham was right there listening carefully to the words of God. Well, here we find that Esau, we know the love that Isaac and Esau had for each other. And so as they came, as he called for him, he acknowledged it instantly. Behold, here am I. He said, Behold, now I am old. I know not the day of my death. He doesn't know when he's going to die, and so he's going to ask Esau to do something here. He said, I want you to go out. You know that meat that I just love, that venison that I just love. I want you to go out into the woods, into the wilderness, and I want you to hunt me down the perfect animal that I just dearly love. Come, prepare it for me. Sit down, and I will eat that, and then I'm going to bless you. I'm going to turn a blessing over to you. And as we look at the blessings that are handed down, you'll notice that these blessings were not only a blessing of financial, but also quite a blessing as far as who serves who. And we'll kind of get into that just a little bit later here. Well, even though Esau didn't care about his birthright, he didn't care about the spiritual things, and at the time he didn't really care about the material things, it didn't seem like, just as long as he had enough. And you know, a lot of people's that way. We're not going to serve God. We're not going to worry about praising the Lord. We're not going to worry about being in the house of God and caring for the work of God and things like that, because I got too many other things to do. But as we get older, sometimes our life changes. I've had folks say that when they were younger, they were so busy with the things of the world and all that, and church was kind of secondary. And now that they are to the place of being old and cannot get out, they would just almost give anything if they could come and fellowship and be in the house of God. But see, now it's too late because physically they can't. Well, Esau here, it seems like that he desires to have this blessing that his father, which would be quite a material blessing, and so he was going to desire to have that. We've got a couple problems here. Number one, Isaac knows that that blessing has got to go through Jacob. Now, what's Isaac doing here? You know, the promise didn't go from Abraham to Ishmael. Abraham desired to give that blessing to Ishmael at one point in time, but God said no, and that promise was held for Isaac and given to Isaac, that blessing. And the blessing and the promise both. Well, it's the same thing here. Isaac, he loves Esau. And he loves what he does. He even loves the smell of the timber as Esau comes in from hunting. And so he forgets about what God's word says. God's word says that the younger will rule over the elder. The elder will serve the younger. Isaac doesn't pay attention to that. And so he begins to do it his own way. And boy, we often do that. And so here we have this man of God, the one that was obedient, let his father attempt to offer him up as a sacrifice, fearing, thinking that he was even going to die, but patiently waiting. This same man now we're watching as he is old, and now he is sitting down and he is doing things that is pleasing unto himself, not unto his heavenly father. And he calls Esau and he wants him to go do something. Go get the venison for me, prepare it and bring it in, and I will bless you. Well, what happens in the process here, not only did Esau hear this, but so did Rebekah. She was close enough. This is Isaac's wife. She also heard these words. And she did not want the blessing to go to Esau. She too knew it was to go through Isaac. And so she set out to accomplish that. Now when God says something, and God places something in his word, when he speaks something, nothing changes that. And so Rebekah didn't have to worry about it. Jacob didn't have to deceive and worry about getting that blessing, because you see, God would have taken care of it. Isaac should not have attempted to give that blessing to Esau. He was about to do that. But whatever and however God would have intervened in some manner, that this wouldn't have happened. But instead of that, we've got Isaac to begin with is trying to give something away that he doesn't have the right to do. He doesn't have the right to give that blessing to Esau because God said Jacob will receive that blessing. Jacob didn't have to worry about deceiving Esau to get the birthright. God would have saw through that. He would have saw fit to take care of that. But instead of that, Jacob set out to deceive Esau to begin with to get the birthright. And now here comes another deceiving and deception, because we find Rebekah hears what Isaac had said to Esau. Esau, you go out and you get me this venison. You prepare it like I love it. You bring it in. And whenever you have finish that, why then I will bless you. I will give you my blessing. Right now, Esau wants that. Well, Rebecca realizes that's not going to happen. That's not going to happen. She didn't trust in the Lord. Isaac didn't trust in the Lord. Rebecca doesn't trust in the Lord. Rebecca calls for Jacob. And she says, Jacob, you go get me a couple of kid goats. You go get them, and I will prepare them, and then I'll send you in, because we've got to take care of this. You have got to get this blessing. You see, Rebecca took it back into her own hands. And that's just what we do. We do the same thing. When things seem to be out of control a little bit, why, that's the first thing we do is grab a hold of it and start doing it our way. Well, Isaac loved the things of the world, and so he decided upon his own not to follow the Lord, but to give something to Esau that was not to be given to him. Rebekah knew that it was supposed to go to Jacob, was not willing to wait upon the Lord, and so she sought out in a manner to take care of this. Well, we had a little problem here as we read through these verses of Scripture. We find that one is a very plain, smooth man, as verse 11 tells us, and Esau is a very hairy man. Well, you know, okay, we can go fix this meat, and you can fix it in such a manner that probably we can trick Dad. We can trick Isaac here, but how can I do that? Because I am so smooth and fine, and he's so hairy. Well, Rebecca, she had that figured out too. And so they not only took the meat and prepared it, but also she kind of dressed him up. She had some clothes of Esau's, and so she put those clothes on Jacob. Esau's clothes up on Jacob, because they're going to try to fool Isaac here. And Rebecca's kind of right in the head of it, but Jacob's right in the middle of it. We don't have to blame Rebecca for all this, because Jacob is going right along with it. And so they take the clothes and put Esau's clothes up on Jacob to start with. That's one of the first things. And then the next thing, why they take this skins from the goat, and they place it on the back of the neck and on the back sides of Jacob's hands, and that way it, boy, will fool him. Let's see what go now, verse 9. Go now to the flock and fetch me from thence two good goats, kids of goats. And I will make them savory meat for thy father, such as he loveth. And thou shalt bring it to thy father, and he may eat, that he may bless thee before his death. And Jacob said unto Rebekah his mother, Behold, Esau, my brother, is a hairy man, and I am a smooth man. My father peradventure will feel me, and I shall seem to him as a deceiver. And I shall bring a curse upon me, and not a blessing. And his mother said unto him, Upon me be thy curse. My son, only obey my voice. Go fetch them. And he went and fetched and brought them to his mother, and his mother made a savory meat such as his father loved. And Rebekah took goodly raiment of her eldest son Esau, and put it upon Jacob, her younger son, and she put the skins of kids of goats, of the goats, upon his hands and upon the smooth of his neck. And she gave the savory meat and the bread which she had prepared unto the hand of her son Jacob. And he came in to his father. Okay, now the whole thing is in place now, isn't it? To start with, Isaac tells Esau, Go kill this animal, prepare it, bring it in. I love it. I love you more than any. And come in, and I will give you my blessing. Well, it wasn't Isaac's to give. It wasn't Esau's to receive. Rebekah heard this conversation. She set out to right this wrong, and so she took over and sent Jacob now out into the flock. It's a little quicker to catch a couple goats than it was to hunt down this animal. And so go quickly, and he went out and he killed these two goats, and she prepared the meat, and they took the skin and put it on the back of the hand and upon the back of the neck. And, you know, all the time here, Jacob knows that he's deceiving his father because he's worried about this. Wait a minute here. He's hairy and I'm not. You know, how are we going to pull this off? He wants to know. And so don't think he is innocent in this operation here. And don't think God is pleased with it either. Okay, here goes Jacob into his father. He says, "Here am I." And he says, "Who art thou, my son?" Now, to begin with, he had a question there because he was looking for Esau. He wasn't looking for Esau so quickly, but he was looking for Esau, not for Jacob, because, you see, Jacob and Rebekah were together, and Esau and Isaac were together. So now he's a little confused here. Jacob said, "I am Esau, thy firstborn. I have done according to thou hast had me to do. Arise, I pray thee, sit and eat of my venison, that thy soul may bless me." Well, Isaac had a little problem here, because, you see, it didn't sound like Esau. And it was done so quickly. I think that Esau probably went out and hunted enough for Isaac that Isaac knew about how long it took to hunt and to kill the meat and to prepare the meat and bring it into him. He couldn't believe that he was back already, that it was so soon. And so here comes Isaac back with another question. He says, "How did you do it so quickly?" And even though Jacob and Rebekah are deceiving Isaac and deceiving the Lord, look what he says. "Because the Lord thy God brought it to me." You know, you got to be careful. So often I'll hear somebody say, and they'll say, the Lord had answered this prayer, and the Lord has done this, and the Lord has done that. You know, words are cheap sometimes. Be mighty careful of what you're saying. Know that the words that you're speaking are true words of the Lord, not just something that you have decided to work out here. Look at what is told to Isaac by Jacob. "Because the Lord thy God brought it to me." That's how I got here so fast in the 20th verse. "Isaac said unto Jacob, Come near, I pray thee, that I may feel thee, my son, whether thou be my very son Esau or not." You see, maybe Isaac was blind, but he was not dumb. And maybe Isaac was blind, but he sure had good hearing, and he had good touch. Well, you remember, they were concerned about that, so Rebekah and Jacob took care of that little problem. "Come near, I pray thee, that I may feel thee, my son." And Jacob went near unto Isaac his father, and he felt him, and he says, "Boy, the voice is Jacob's, but the hands are the hands of Esau." And so he kind of gave up, and he discerned him not, because his hands were hairy as his brother's Esau hands. So he blessed him. And he said, "Bring it near to me, and I will eat of my son's venison, that my soul may bless thee." And he brought it near to him, and he did eat. And he brought him wine, and he drank. And the father and his father Isaac said unto him, "Come near now, and kiss me, my son." And he came near, and he kissed him, and he smelled the smell of his raiment, and blessed him, and said, "See, the smell of my son is the smell of the field which the Lord hath blessed." Now, we begin right there with the blessing, then, that Isaac is going to give to Jacob. But look at what has taken place there. Isaac gave something, tried to give something away that he wasn't supposed to give to Esau. He was to give it to Jacob. When Rebekah heard it, instead of bowing down before the Lord and says, "Lord, please give my husband Isaac direction here," she didn't. She took it into her own hands and began. Then she drew Jacob right into the picture, and he became a part of it. And so you see, we've got quite a process, and then lie after lie is what continued as we come down through, as Jacob had to deceive and had to show. Jacob had to show Isaac, his dad, that he was Esau. That's what he tried to say, and he got away with it. God's not pleased with this. You know, God's word said that the younger will rule over the elder, and the elder will submit to the younger. All Isaac had to do is trust that that'll be taken care of. All Rebekah had to do was trust that that'll come. And many times we put things into our own hands in our own ways. We shouldn't. My dear friend, what are you going to do about Jesus?